Looking tanned but a bit road-weary from other campaign stops made earlier in the day, McDougall stood before some 50 Tea Party members at the lively Volunteer Fire Department meeting hall, introducing himself and his legislative record. The former Hanover prosecutor has sponsored several laws targeting child pornography, another law that requires DNA testing of those charged with violent offenses, and a new law that allows prison inmates to save up to $1,000 to use when they are released. He opposes tax increases, and in 2006 he sponsored the popular Virginia back-to-school sales tax holiday. During what he describes as a tough last session, McDougall helped his party challenge the new federal health care law.
I was a strong proponent of the legislation that gave health care protections to Virginia citizens, not requiring them to purchase government health care. As we did that, everybody says, you gotta hate the lawyers and legislature, but sometimes they have good ideas. We did that with the mindset that if we created the statute, that would give our Attorney General the ability to litigate on our behalf.
Taking questions from Tea Party members, Bernadette Barber, who raises livestock, asked about the potential to loosen regulations for local butchers.
We have a serious problem out here in the country. We don't have access to a butcher shop that makes it legal for us to sell the meat we raise here. We have to travel clear up to Culpeper for a USDA inspected shop. That's a 4-day ordeal of loading the animals, hauling one day to get up there, hauling it back takes a whole nother day, and then you have to load it up and haul it to some farmer's market somewhere to be able to sell it. That's 4 days worth of profit you lose or whatever. And there's a local butcher shop over in Saluda. It's a custom house. It is, as Joan has seen, it is clean as a whistle.
McDougall didn't have an answer, but sat down afterward with Barber. This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News.